Phone Boy Speaks, episode 559, Money for Nothing.
I've heard of companies, I don't know, overcharging for services, but this is ridiculous. So Comcast, one of the nation's least favored companies, has actually, in a couple of situations, have been caught billing for service that, and people paying the bills for service that they never actually got. So in one case, it was the home alarm system service that Comcast offers. And it's and apparently there was, you know, there were, you know, this alarm system, they were it was supposed to be monitored and such, and for some reason it hadn't worked for 7 years, and yet you know, they were still getting billed for it. And you know, you would think a alarm system, right, which is supposed to be monitored, you'd think that they'd notice that the alarm system's not communicating with them, but no, they happily collected the money every year, and the family was blissfully unaware of this. You know, when Comcast was challenged on it, well, you know, they didn't offer to give them their money back at all. They gave them, you know, it was like a pittance. And then you have the story of another lady. So you've got a, you know, like a very elderly lady who was paying her cable bill every month, except she was paying the wrong company, because at some point the apartment she lived in switched cable providers, but didn't bother to tell Comcast that. And so she was essentially paying the wrong cable bill. And so she was paying for service that she thought she was getting, but it wasn't even from Comcast. So in both cases, it required like the news media to basically, you know, create a public relations issue for Comcast. And so rather than the, you know, the company doing the right thing, right, and just paying it, because it just seems kind of silly, you know, a reasonable person would say, yeah, we've been billing you for service for 7 years and we haven't actually been providing it to you. Maybe we should give you your money back. No, instead they take the PR. But I mean, I guess the, you know, the lesson to be learned from this is that it was probably the fact that, oh, it's PR, right? So we're getting free coverage on the news, right? Well, you know, because, you know, it's like all, you know, all press isn't bad, I guess, or all press is good press, or something like that. It's kind of a silly thing, and yeah, it's just another reason why, you know, even though I in an earlier podcast I was rooting for one of the cable companies, definitely still not their biggest fan, certainly not Comcast's biggest fan. At least if you're going to bill for service, Comcast, at least actually provide it. This doesn't seem like that big of a thing to ask.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Phoneboy Speaks. You can find all the past episodes and all the ways to contact me on the web at phoneboy.com/PS.